Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. Rebecca Blacksmith. Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now. Right now, right now.
Hey, I'm Rebecca Blacksmith here with you in studio with the president, founder, and CEO of Northern Woods Tree Service, Mr. Robert Blakely. You are listening to Leaders Portfolio, where we talk to leaders about leadership and decisions they're making. Welcome, Robert, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, Northern Woods Tree Service is located in Great Falls, Virginia, was established in 1977, that's 34 years ago, and you offer tree removal and emergency storm services. But before we get into that, I have to say that you have a background in that you are training for the U.S. Olympics, and you've won every crew event on a national level in this country. So I can see now the athleticism where it translates to being a tree climber.
It does. It taught me early on about the. I mean, I had no clue I was going to be, you know, in the tree business until I started applying for jobs, and no one wanted to hire me for a regular job because I was away crew racing all the time.
Okay, so you were trying to take days off here and now, and the employers weren't that into
that. Well, they were all interested in my resume, and my credentials were good, but they saw the rowing and knew how much time it was going to take away from work. So they figured, well, you know, come back when my rowing is finished. But in the meantime, I needed to, of course, pay the bills and all that kind of thing. So I got into tree climbing.
And you started working for a landscaper. And they did not have a tree division.
That's correct.
You created your own.
I sort of created my own, and part of landscaping involves trees, of course. And this particular landscape guy was a really, really wonderful person. I guess had a lot of confidence in me, and just kind of gave me a lot of free rope to kind of do my own thing for him. And I just fell in love with the industry.
And you still climb trees.
I do.
So I'm going to have to share your age on air. You're 63, still climbing trees. So you have crews, but if need be, you jump in.
That's right. I augment. I never ask my guys to do anything I'm not willing to do myself. But I'm really blessed. I say this every day, if not to other people, certainly to myself. I've got probably the nicest crews and the most effective crews in the industry.
And so do you think you'll be climbing age 70? Should we ask you again? What do you think?
Well, George Bush is skydiving, and I don't know how.
I think
if that answers your question, I hope to climb forever.
Now,
yes.
does your wife get worried?
You know, she used to worry. I used to bring her out to jobs once in a while, and so that she would not worry, and she would recognize that I am safe, because I don't compromise on safety. It's a very dangerous business, one of the most dangerous, and consequently the insurance rates are some of the highest. But I think that's what sets us apart from a lot of the other tree companies is you know, the guys that I hire are extremely responsible, mm-hmm. Because our lives depend. You know, is they depend on each other every single day that we work. If somebody screws up, it can either cost someone their life or they'll be maimed. It's that simple.
Yep.
So that's how I hire. I hire, you know, for personality and for honesty and integrity, because I can teach somebody to run ground equipment. If an individual has the aptitude, I can help them to learn to climb. But you can't hire you can't teach somebody honesty and integrity unless I trust somebody 100%. They don't even come in the front door.
Because they have your life or other guys' lives in their hands.
Yeah, exactly.
So you hire for personality first, trustworthiness second.
Exactly. Well,
or both.
Well, that sort of goes hand in hand. If I don't like the person, I don't really want to work with them. There's a lot of things in this world I could do other than climb trees. And unless you're happy working with the people that you're working with, to me, it takes the fun out of being in business.
And I heard you told me in the green room before we came in studio that your foreman has been with you for 28 years.
I think it's been about 28 years, and he's second to none. Most of my guys have been with me a long time, and you know I have their most confidence that they know what their job is. They've got my support. I'm a individual who, as I stated in there, he who manages least manages best sometimes. Sometimes they don't even want me on the job. I'll come out and go over the specifics of the job, but I delegate.
Yeah.
And I think any effective manager has to delegate. And whether you're a small business or a big business, you're only as effective as the people that you have around you that you can delegate to. And
TreeWork's interesting because it's, you know, there's generally 9-10 months where you're pretty busy and can be working. I mean, are you often working 6-7 days a week or do you 5 days a week?
Usually we do 5. Sometimes we go down to 4 days because especially with the economy and the cost of fuel.
Yeah.
We've come to a mutual decision that if we work four days a week.
Longer hours.
More hours, and we spend less time on the road going back and forth to our lot, get more accomplished in a day. We can take a day off, and the guys, you know, my guys have families and things
they
too.
They must love that.
And they need to rest. I mean, this is a really physical job. It's a hard physical job. And, you know, they need family time, number one, and they need time to rest, number two.
Yep. And one of the things you've said about your ability to have low employee turnover is that you think part of your business model is you pay better, you offer benefits, which a lot in the tree industry do not, and you treat your guys well.
I think that's a good combination and a fair statement. I don't know if my guys could make some more money someplace else, but I think it comes down to chemistry, and the guys enjoy working with each other. When I hire someone new on board, they are part of that hiring process. I bring them in. If when I'm interviewing someone and I like that person and I think they have the right credentials, I'll bring them out and they will have a guest appearance basically for a day or two and see how we operate. And it also gives my crew an opportunity to see what that person is like. And if they don't like them, I don't hire them.
Got it. Oh, that's great. They must feel valued because of that.
I hope so.
And we are speaking with Mr. Robert Blakely, President, Founder, and CEO of Northern Woods Tree Service, which was founded in 1977, located in Great Falls, Virginia, and they offer tree removal and emergency storm services. And Robert, your clientele is mostly residential.
It is mostly residential, but let me clarify. You, and what you said is true. We do emergency work and storm removal. We're tree preservationists at heart. We're arborists. We're not just tree cutters. God knows we cut a lot of trees down every year that need to be cut down. But if there's an option to try to save a tree and make the tree safer, safety is paramount. We deal with a lot of really big trees right next to people's houses and over playgrounds and that kind of thing. But again, you know, these are living things, and so we try to nurture them and save them if we can.
Excellent. And one of the interesting things also with you mentioned earlier high insurance. So small businesses, you know, really small business with a couple employees often don't have high overhead, but you have high. I mean, this is, you know, high equipment costs, high insurance, things like that. So that's something that. Maybe now it's different, but in the beginning, you really had to manage that, right? So it's kind of a higher barrier to entry.
It is a barrier to entry. In fact, when I started out, we were the only insurance company that would underwrite us was through Lloyd's of London, because it's one of the highest incidents of liability that there is. Demolition is probably higher, maybe, but. We're in terms of workman's comp insurance and property damage liability. My workman's comp guy and my other insurance carriers called me. And they say, you don't have many claims, and what do you attribute that? And I think that that has to do with turnover. If you keep a good cadre of talented people, and then when you bring someone new in, there's not such a steep learning curve for that person.
Interesting.
And so, you know, it's all about safety.
Yeah. And you said to me you've had you can count the number of times you've had an accident. For 34 years, that's pretty impressive.
It's pretty
less than five.
I like to think so. Yeah. I mean, it takes a toll on you. It's a hard physical business, and it does take a toll on you. But it's in terms of major injuries out of, you know, negligence or just accidents, you know, and I'd, you know.
Now, let's get into some of your leadership beliefs. Your background is you received a bachelor's from the University of Wisconsin, animal science. You then rode crew and were on the Olympic team, training for the Olympics. And you were also an instructor at the U.S. Naval Academy. And so you loved doing crew, and you wanted to, as you said in the beginning, supplement income. And then you turned this into this business, Northern Woods Tree Service. So tell us your overall leadership philosophy.
My overall leadership philosophy as an individual myself, I love to work. I grew up on a big dairy farm back in the Midwest, and we learned at an early age, you know, all about work. And it was a family. It was like a team effort there as well. And, you know, so all the members of our family were in it was a family farm, and so we were all engaged. I'm very proud of that. And that translated into my crew training. And my crew training gave me, I think, some more, you know, more of that backbone as far as, you know, when the chips are down, you know, how to reach that finish line first. But even if you didn't, you know, reach the finish line first, it's the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Navy also gave us good leadership training, taught me how to delegate. And so I think all of those things cumulatively defines my leadership policy. I never ask anyone to do something I'm not willing to do myself. I'm a hands-on type person where I come out to the in the field. Usually I don't just stand around. Usually I'm either, you know, helping the guys on the ground or helping the guys in the tree. And also I think it's important is every individual in my company I treat the same. Whether, yep. You know, some guys make more per hour, but whether he makes the most per hour as a top climber or he's you know, doing something else, I like to think I treat them all the same.
Excellent.
Because every one of them is equally as important to me.
Well, I want to thank you for sharing your company story and your leadership with us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Mr. Robert Blakely, President, Founder, and CEO of Northern Woods Tree Service, here in studio with us on Leaders Portfolio. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, thanking our sponsors, Dennis Co. Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. Thank you. We'll be back after this on Leaders Portfolio.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.